Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. This is the News of the Week, 923A. You're listening to the CDC's statement about flu. The FDA picks 8 medical device firms to help battle the opioid crisis. Doctors are more cautious now when prescribing opioids to kids. Could having wisdom teeth lead to opioid addiction? We'll cover those 3. The future of HIV treatments, by the way, may not involve pills. What is that all about? Chemicals and cosmetics, soaps tied to early puberty in girls. And the holy grail for cancer diagnostics. What's the real data about that Australian research claim of breakthrough on a blood test for cancers? Is it really a breakthrough, or is this just overhype? And more green space may mean a healthier heart. And are eggs healthy? No, they aren't. No matter what anyone says, egg yolks are not healthy. Egg whites are. We'll talk about that, because it also is a story that'll come up next week about red meat and TMAO. Make those school lunches more nutritious. The Secretary of Education in this current administration has now done away with a lot of Michelle Obama's healthier food initiatives. This is how can we get our kids sicker, fatter, and to have more medical costs. That's what this Secretary of Education appears to be doing by their school nutrition standard rollbacks. Horrible. Obesity is driving up the rise in uterine cancers, and kidney disease is claiming more lives. Infections in the young tied to risk for mental illness. And here's one simple way you can start eating healthier. Those are the stories of the week. You're listening again to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And what we try and do is tell you what it means for you. CDC, flu killed more children already this month. What that really means is, if you haven't got your flu shot, get it. If you're an elderly, if you're in the middle ages and you say, well, I'm not really at risk, I never have the flu, you infect the young and the old. So get your shot so to help protect everyone else. That's the real value of getting your shot. And that's the message. Not only do you have no flu or less flu or decrease in flu symptoms, and this one seems to be matched pretty well, but, and this is the big but, and it's a good thing, you help everyone else through herd immunity. And if you get it for 10 years in a row, from say 50 to 60, you decrease your chances of having a heart attack by 50%, because the flu is a very inflammatory state that causes plaques to bust off and cause heart attacks, strokes, and memory loss, not to mention kidney disease. The next 3 stories are really all together. The FDA picks 8 medical device firms. They're actually sponsoring $250,000 to each firm, I think, to start their battle to help battle opioid addiction. And they're giving them help at the FDA to get regulatory approval if they find something. And doctors are more cautious when prescribing opioids, especially to kids. It's really decreased a great deal. Now only 2 in 1,000 children get it per year, as opposed to 4 per 1,000 in 2014. That's a good thing. And the third story is, has wisdom teeth? Yeah, the drug, could getting wisdom teeth out lead to opioid addiction? Yeah, the drugs are so good. Fentanyl, you know, we used to use, if you will, Demerol and morphine, which would cause nausea and horrible side effects and even dysphoria. Well, fentanyl is so good it doesn't do that. And that's why people get addicted to it. There's no dysphoric effect. It's just a good effect from the standpoint of making you feel great. Bad thing for everyone in the process, though, is because it makes people feel that good, it is bad because it increases your risk of addiction. So that's those stories. And the next story, what does it mean for you, is when you get your wisdom teeth out, ask for ibuprofen or something like that. If you're getting something for pain, ask, is there another way other than opioids? Or maybe even ask for the old opioids, Demerol or morphine, which take care of the pain but aren't so good as you can get addicted to them easily. The future of HIV treatments may not involve pills. Well, they've involved pills up to now, but finding an easier way, studies found that a combination of long-acting drugs may be injected periodically. So this is, how do you train your immune system? Well, it is these long-acting drugs train the immune system to do something to kill this. And these approaches are aimed at controlling and killing the HIV, as opposed to the old pill approaches, which is just keep it down. So by turning your immune system on and training it, it can go after the retroviruses that cause HIV. There's also a potential vaccine in that area, so stay tuned. Chemical and cosmetics, yeah. In soaps, yeah, the phthalates and the triclosan, etc., all of these, and they're found in, believe it or not, triclosan is found in 73% of pregnant mothers' urine samples and 69% of their kids' urine samples after birth. That causes a hormonal disruption, which somehow increases estrogen levels and causes early puberty. Basically, what it means is stay away from anything but just plain old soap, and make sure you get rid of the phthalates, and don't use cosmetics and perfumes, only essential oils. The holy grail for cancer diagnostics, Australian researchers did this study in animals, and they found that dropping a drop of blood, it's actually they literally drop the drop of blood into a test tube with a little chemical in it and a little gold in it, and it folds up into a ball. It's easy to see with the eye. Well, that's for the what we call the bloodborne, the leukemias and the other cancers that go to blood. If you do a biopsy, you've actually got to take the tissue. It's not all blood. You got to take the tissue. Has it been used in humans yet? Well, they don't tell us, but this study that they reported was just in animals, and it was relates to the amount of methyls, M-E-T-H-Y-L, that's a CH3 group that is on the cancer and that causes the cancer proteins to fold in a peculiar way. So that's what they found. How much gold? Can the gold be reused? No, I don't know the answer from the articles that I've seen, and did not get to talk to the researchers myself. But it appears this is a valid quick test, can be used for blood diagnoses for the blood cancers. Is it a screening test? I don't think so, because you need actual cancer DNA. Maybe you'll be able to find that in blood in a high enough quantity to do this, but not yet. More green space, 408 people and that were at risk of developing cardiovascular disease. They collected the blood, and it turns out the people who were exposed to more green spaces had less of the markers of heart disease over this five-year period. Basic message to you is enjoy nature. Are eggs healthy? No. Eggs and red meat, egg yolks, cheese and red meat, and pork is a red meat, change the bacteria inside you to produce trimethylamine. That's why to stay away from it. It isn't a fat effect. It's a carnitine, lecithin, and choline, the proteins in red meat and in pork and in egg yolks and in cheese do that. That's why they aren't healthy. Don't embrace them no matter what they sell, no matter who's trying to sell books to you. They are not healthy as of this time. Now, we may get something that changes the bacteria inside your gut and makes them healthy. But as of now, although they have a lot of healthy nutrients with them, they cause large-scale inflammation in you, and you don't want them. You want to get a test to show whether you got the inflammation. If you can eat the eggs and not have the inflammation, get a TMAO level, TMAO level, which will tell you. That's the way to test it. But as of now, don't have the egg yolks. Make school lunches more nutritious. That's right. Use whole wheat. Get a lot of fruits and veggies. Don't go back and saying fried chips are a vegetable. They are in truth, but they aren't a vegetable as far as being healthy for your body. And do have fruit. And, oh God, don't have sugared drinks and don't have chocolate milk. Oh God, I can't believe they rolled back these criteria. I guess this current administration believes that if they make America's kids sick, it's no big problem because they won't be in office anymore. Bad choice. Keep school lunches nutritious, and if the kids don't eat them, they will get used to them over time, and they're wonderful for you. Obesity is driving uterine cancers, so maybe someone will sue the current Secretary of Education for her stance on school food because she's causing obesity and uterine cancers, a doubling of uterine cancers because of obesity. Do whatever you can to get a normal waist size, and that means eating, if you will, the when way. So we do have the book, What to Eat When, is coming out. I think it's out next Tuesday. Next Monday, is it? When is the 31st? I can't remember what date the 31st is. I thought it was a Tuesday. Let me just look at it quickly and see if I can find what day of the week the 31st is. It is Monday. So on the 31st, What to Eat When comes out. It talks about if you eat the same number of calories early in the day versus late in the day, eating them early in the day, you lose weight. Eating them late in the day, you gain weight. It's because we become insulin resistant as the day goes on. It was a very useful thing when we were a calorie short society and needed to store fat. And so after the hunt, the food you would eat, you would store so you could survive to another hunt. Now, a hunt is just going to the grocery store, even just picking up the internet. And that means eating at night, you gain fat, which you don't need. So eat the when way, What to Eat When. You'll see the 31-day plan. It's a shameless plug from me about my new book. Please do order it. And as a statement of conflict, yeah, I do earn a royalty on it. So I really want you to buy it. What to Eat When. It's a great plan to help you maximize health and weight loss through food. The next story is one on kidney disease. It's claiming more and more people were dying of kidney disease. And one of the things that causes kidney disease is the same thing we just talked about. Red meat, egg yolks, pork, cheese, these things increase inflammation from a waste product of the new bacteria they cause to thrive in your gut. That is, bacteria thrive in your gut from loving red meat or pork, which is a red meat, or egg yolks or cheese. And those things change the bacteria that puts out two inflammatory things, TMA and butylbutane. The butylbutane goes to the liver and over the long term causes kidney disease, which is why the elderly are dying of it. The only other story I wanted to get to in the short period, one simple way you can start eating healthier, go for stop stereotyping food and eat dinner for breakfast, cook in the evening, but eat in the morning, and more, if you will, find food you love and that loves you back and have it as a 10 a.m. breakfast. And then the longer period you go, if you go from, for example, 8 p.m. till 10 a.m., that's 14 hours without food, you're doing your body good. So this is Dr. Mike Roizen thanking you for listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show. This is podcast 923A. The A segments are always the news of the week. The B are what it means, in fact, with great guests to tell you some of their writings. And this week, Susie Amos Cameron, download that. OMD, Change the World by Changing One Meal a Day. And that is to go towards healthier food, at least one meal a day. I say do it every meal. But let's hear what she has to say. Download 923B. Thanks again for listening.